chapter 4. And again, it is a joy to be in the Lord's house. Amen. And I say again, He is the best thing ever happened to me. If you got something better, let us look at it, but I know you don't. Amen. If you ever meet Him and know Him like I do, you'll know He's the best thing ever happened to you. Amen. And you won't have to go around asking nobody to reassure you of it. You're just going to know it. Amen. I thank Him and I praise Him tonight. James chapter 4, and I'll read just verse number 8 tonight. And then we'll pray and try to preach as the Lord directs our heart. I do count it a privilege to be here. Most of all, I'm glad the Lord's been here today. Amen. I like it when He's in the house. I do. Without that, I'd rather be on the backside of the moon digging a ditch. Amen. That's where I'd rather be. He ain't there. So I'm glad He's been in the house of God today. And we praise Him and we thank Him for it from the depth of our heart. James chapter 4, verse number 8. The Bible said, draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you devil. Mind. I'll read that again. James said, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Let's pray together. Father, I thank You, Lord, tonight for Your mercy and for Your grace. Lord, I thank You one more time. You've let us have mind and health enough to make our way back into Your house tonight. Lord, I thank You for the good song of Zion that have ministered our hearts tonight. Lord, I stand here now needing Your touch. Oh, Lord, I know I'm nothing. I'm a nobody. Oh, God, but I know You're able how to take nobodies and touch them and use them. And I ask You tonight to touch me by the Holy Ghost. I pray You'd save that soul that's lost tonight. Oh, what a joy it'd be how to see them run to You and be saved. Help us as Your people. Oh, God, help us to serve You better and do more for You. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. Again, James said, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. I'm going to preach tonight, Lord, helping me just a few minutes on the subject of draw nigh to God. Draw nigh to God. My mind and heart's been this day about moving forward with the Lord. I preached this morning about how will you return home. How many times we come to church and we leave the same way that we came. Well, if we won't leave different, then we must draw nigh to God. Amen. And tonight, that word draw, now listen, I'm not in insulting your intelligence, but I want to remind you of that. Its definition, it means to bring near or to join one thing to another, to approach, to make near, and to be at hand. That's what James is saying. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. I tell you, there's nothing like being a child of God. I tell you, that closeness, that fellowship that you and I have with the Lord, there ain't nothing this world's got I can compare to it. I'm glad that I got saved 35 years ago, and through these years, I found Him sweet, and I found Him close, and I found Him everything that I need, and a whole lot more. I'm glad I can draw nigh to God. You see, a sinner can't draw nigh to God till he gets born again. Without being saved, sinner, you are on the outside looking in. You'll never be able to approach God unless you come on the terms of the gospel in repentance. Amen. Oh, friend, but as a child of God, it is our birthright. Amen. You know what's happened to a lot of folk, Pastor? They're living beneath their birthright. Amen. They act as though they're not part of the family. They act as though they cannot draw close to the Lord. But you and I better say, have the joy and the privilege of drawing nigh to God. Oh, let me say this. I'm not being mean by this statement, but every one of us tonight need to draw closer. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm not satisfied where I am spiritually tonight.
I want to draw closer. I want to be conformed more to the image of Christ than I've ever been in my Christian life. Oh, to draw nigh to God. I got dwelling on it this morning and this afternoon. I'll look at three things and I'll be done. First of all, there is the desire to draw nigh to God. You'll never accidentally draw nigh to God. You won't roll out of bed in the morning and say, wow, I'm closer to the Lord. If you don't make a conscious decision, if you don't determine and purpose in your heart how to draw nigh to God, you never will. I hear folk all the time blaming the church and blaming the preacher and blaming mom and daddy for their spiritual condition. It ain't nobody's fault but your own. Amen. Do you understand tonight? If everybody else sits like a wooden Indian and backslides and won't go forward, you can still draw nigh to God yourself. It don't matter what everybody else does. You've got to desire it. You've got to want it tonight. And you can have it if you want it. Oh yeah. There's a desire to draw nigh to God. Oh, there's a lot of folk missing that. Amen. I see a lot of desires, but not for God. Amen. Hey, we need that desire like the psalmist had in Psalm 42:1. As the heart panted after the water brook, so panted my soul after thee, O God. Hey, that's a desire. You got a desire to draw nigh to God tonight. I got saved when I was 10 years old. Really got on fire. Me surrendered my all at the age of 15. And I found in my Christian life, when I want to be close, I can be close. But it's a heart desire. You can't make anybody get saved. You can't make anybody live for God. You can't make anybody draw nigh to God. They have got to want it themselves. There's something down inside of me tonight, since I've been saved, that yearns and desires a fellowship with God. Amen. I like it riding down the road and he gets to fellowshipping with me. Amen. I like getting up to preach and he gets to fellowshipping with me. It'll help you, amen. As some of you need to try it one good time. You'll never be the same. Amen. Oh, the desire to draw nigh. Do you desire to draw nigh to God? I want to say this to you young people just a minute. As 16 years old, the first time I ever had an old-fashioned Holy Ghost spell. I got desire in it. I sure did. I got watching Mamma Ballard and them shout the victory. I said, I'd like a double dose of that. Amen. I got to praying that God let me cut loose and worship and praise Him. I could feel it well up in me. I just couldn't get it out. After praying a little while, it wasn't long, I began letting me express it a little bit. Amen. Somebody said, preacher, you do act plumb excited. I am. I got a good case. I can't help it. Amen. You see, there's something on the inside that springs up and helps me and encourages me. And I desire to get more of it and get closer to Him. Oh, there's a desire to draw nigh to God. Too many desire in the world. Amen. That's right now. But you and I, oh, if you'll cultivate that desire in you. That's why you're here tonight. You didn't just come this morning, you came back tonight. That's why many of you will come back Wednesday night. You want that to get cultivated more in your heart. That's why I'm in church as much as I can get in church. I was going to meetings before I ever started preaching meetings. Amen. I'd find a meeting going on, heard God a visiting. I'd go get in on it. Amen. What were you doing? Cultivating that desire for God. Oh, there's a desire. You must desire to draw nigh to God or you'll never do it. Let me say secondly tonight, not only the desire to draw nigh to God, But there's the difficulties of drawing nigh to God. He said there, draw nigh to God and He'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you devil-minded. There are some difficulties. If you think that you're just going to say, I'm going to draw nigh to God, and there's no battle, you're deceiving yourself. I'm in more of a battle spiritually tonight than I was when I was lost. You see, when I was lost, I was doing what was natural to the flesh. I was a sinning and loved it. Amen. Do you know you don't have to teach a child to sin? You ain't never taught one to lie. You ever have to teach a child to steal, to be dishonest? It's that sin nature in them. Amen. But when you get saved, there's a new desire. Amen. And as that new man desires to draw nigh to God, this old man, I'm going to say something. My soul is as saved as it's ever going to get. My soul can't get any more saved. But I'm waiting on the redemption of this body. This is my problem. That flesh you're in, that's your problem. That one you looked at in the mirror, that's your number one enemy. It's not the preacher. It's not the church. It's not another church in town. But your flesh fights against the new man. They're contrary. They butt heads. Amen. Ain't it amazing? You can stay up all night watching television. I'm getting nervous. I own a few of them myself. Amen. But I'll tell you something. It's amazing you can stay up all night watching that. But open your Bible and you can't hardly get a chapter read or you get real sleepy. Amen. It's this flesh. Flesh don't like the things of God. Amen. Some of you young Christians, you're about defeated. You think, I'm an awful Christian. I don't seem like I'm getting close. Hey, you're battling your flesh. Amen. Hey, not all the flesh, but there's the spirit world. They are demons. When Lucifer was cast out, there was a percent went with him. Some of them are in chains to judgment, but others are loose. Hey, by the way, there are sinners devil-possessed in our day as sure as they were in Jesus' day. You don't do what this crowd's doing in these days and not be devil-possessed. Amen. This free thinking, this opening yourself up, they have invited the demons of hell in and they take up their abode inside of the center. Amen. That's right now. Some of them, man, I tell you, they'd have to be a demon casting out before they ever get born again. Amen. I don't get nervous about that. I'm just telling you like it is. Amen. Hey, and not only that, but as a child of God, we can't be possessed. I told you this morning, when I got saved, I felt something come in. Found out later it was the Holy Ghost. And He's been there every day. You know, I found out since I got saved, I can't even backslide Him not go with me. And where I go, He goes. I remember as a teenager now the will of God. And I lay out of church one weekend and went and spent the night with a friend and we was running all over town. And every time I turned around, it seemed like I'd find a clock. It said 10 o'clock and the Holy Ghost inside said, hey, you ought to be in Sunday school. And I'd try to get it off my mind and run and I'd go about with my friend and it wasn't long, the Holy Ghost let me see another clock and it's 11 o'clock. Holy Ghost said, you're supposed to be in that choir singing praises unto your Heavenly Father. And I'd race away and try to get it off my mind. And about 11:30, the Holy Ghost let me see what time it is again. And said, your man of God's getting up to preach. And he's a wondering where you're at. Amen. You see, the Holy Ghost indwells the heart of the believer. Amen. We can't be possessed, but we can be oppressed. I've never seen a day where so many God's people are discouraged, depressed. Preachers, deacons, singers, church folk, just doing the best they can just to make it to church. Amen. Are you listening to me? Friend, you begin to want to draw nigh to God, the flesh fights and the spirit world begins to fight. I want to say the world will fight you too. This world is not the friend of God. Everything this world's got is contrary to God. Amen. Ain't it interesting? They won't offer you overtime until revival gets scheduled. Go 8-9 months and you could really use it and want it, and then the preacher gets it. We start revival Monday night and they want you to work 12 and 14 hour days. What's going on? Trying to keep you from drawing nigh to God. This world knows if you draw nigh to God, you'll be a thorn in their side. Amen. You see, we don't fit in. And the closer you get to the Lord, the less you're going to fit in. Like a square peg trying to get in a round hole. Amen. Oh, there's the desire. There's the difficulties of drawing nigh. Let me say number three, there's the delight of drawing nigh to God. James said, draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. You're underlying He will. I don't know any other way to word it, but like wood up in the mountains of North Carolina, that means you can take it to the bank. Amen. You can stand on it. You can live by it. You can die by it. When God says He'll do something, He's going to do it. He said, you draw nigh to me, I will draw nigh to you. Oh, one writer, I like what he said. He said, when a soul sets out to seek God, that God sets out to meet that soul, so that while we're drawing near to Him, He is drawing near to us. I thought about this afternoon afresh. It's a boy, I was poor, raising a little old mill village, and didn't have a whole lot. I was blessed. A lot of folk here, probably some of you that are older, I did get something on my birthday. I did get something for Christmas. But I didn't have a whole lot. We played with sticks a whole lot. Amazing what a stick can be. Be a horse for a while and turn around and become a bazooka. Amen. I know it is to take a rock and a little stick and make a bulldozer out of it. Amen. How's a boy? Somehow or another, I'd come up with two magnets. Don't know how, because I never bought none. Somehow I'd find some magnets and go to playing with them. I like to set one magnet on top of the table and put one up under it and watch that bottom magnet move that top one around. Say, don't take much to entertain you, it don't. But I really like setting one of those magnets stationary. Get that other magnet and began getting it closer and closer to the stationary magnet. Because I was always amazed when it crossed a certain point. That stationary magnet, give it that. It'd jerk a little bit. Amen. It'd get to vibrating a little bit. And when I finally crossed that one point, they'd run together. I found out in the spiritual life, that's how it is. When you finally make up your mind and purpose in your heart that you're going to draw nigh to God, and you say, live or die, sink or swim, goodbye to the world, and take out after Him, He'll run to you. Oh, friend, I'm telling you, there's nothing like having that closeness with the Lord. I love it. Somebody said, explain. I can't explain all of it. You either have experienced it or you've not. Amen. But I want to tell you, what we need is folk drawing nigh to God in these days. We are in
the last days. At any moment, Jesus could descend with a shout. Voice of the archangel and the trump of God. Dead in Christ would get up first, and then we're getting changed and getting called out of here. You say, preacher, how close are we? We're close enough that one moment you could be walking on dirt and the next walking on gold. One moment you're riding down the road in an automobile, the next you're flying through the air without any kind of transportation. One moment you're in a body that's greed and hurts and pains, and the next you're in a glorified body, fashioned under His body. I'm telling you, we're that close unto the coming of the Lord. We need to draw nigh to Him. I get asked all the time, Pastor, no doubt you do, preaching meetings. I say, you sit in a lot of places. What do you think we're missing? I believe it's drawing nigh to God. It seemed like there's not as many drawing nigh as they used to. Amen. We need some folk to begin to draw nigh to Him. I wonder what happened the next service. If folk come to get in and begin drawing nigh to the Lord in the service. I'd like to get in on it, wouldn't you? I say it again as I did this morning. I came that God do something in me that I leave different. That is what I miss from when I was a boy. I've seen a few times in revival meeting through the years. I've seen it get so strong and get so real. It's because folk were desiring it and drawing nigh to God. Oh, I yearn and long for that again. What about you? I say again, you've got a great church here. I hope you know that. I've been liberty preaching. Now, I can't hear a whole lot today. This ear infection, I got the car dust, and honey, I said, I had great liberty. But can you tell me, did they get with me? If I was looking at you, I could see it. Hey, amen. Just couldn't hear. Still can't hear well. Hey, amen. But you know what? You got a great church. Liberty to worship, liberty to sing and preach is here. I've been in places I thought I'd choke to death. Instead of having a bottle of water, I felt like I had a bottle of cracker juice. Amen. But oh, I tell you what will make you a greater church. Draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. Oh, here on this Sunday night, I'm telling you, it's got to start somewhere and sometime. And whether you feel any great pull or not, if you just begin in your heart, to want to draw nigh to God and begin it right here tonight. No telling what all God will do down the road if we'll draw nigh to Him. May the Lord help us in the invitation. Father, I thank You for the attention of the people. Lord, how good it's been to be in Your house.